Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Network, celebrating our third year on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. Thank you for helping us become a number one rated live show with over 1 million global listeners. Our team is on a mission to help you discover your authentic best self and bring it to the world. And now, here's our show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. We've kind of got an episode on the fly here. We scheduled it late yesterday. I'm Elizabeth Hamilton-Garino, your host and the CEO of the Best Ever You Network, and I'm so happy to bring to you, we're going to just get right into it here. We've got Lauren Galley with us, and we also have a special guest Braxton Cosby with us as well. And Lauren is stopping by to chat about her new book, Steps to Success, an Empowerment Guide. She's a teen mentor, TV host. Well, first, she's my friend. I absolutely love her. She's just absolutely adorable, so smart, and she is changing the world person by person, teen by teen, woman by woman, man by man, you name it. She touches your life, and she changes you in this just amazing, powerful, energetic direction. I just love her energy, love being around her, and love all she does for other people. She's the author and president of Girls Above Society. You can go to girlsabovesociety.org. On my website, I'm really proud that she's a teen advisor, although I think we're going to have to move her into, she's not that she's getting old or anything like that, but she's getting there toward 20, so hopefully she'll stay as a teen advisor for us because she knows everything about confidence, empowerment, and growing up in today's media-driven society and how it puts so much pressure on young girls as they're discovering themselves. I know this very well. I'm so old, I'm 45, but I remember this really well. And we didn't have the internet back then, and we didn't have cell phones, and we didn't have half the stuff that's out there now, and it still existed. So I can only imagine what it's like today. And I'm a mother of four boys, not girls, so it's all over the place. And Lauren really focuses in on young girls and gives them a guide to live by with this book as they grow into young adults. We call this book a must-read for all tween and teen girls as well as parents. And Lauren, how are you? I'll be quiet here. You can tell I'm excited that you're here.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I'm really good.
Yeah, I'm happy you're here. And I want to make sure everybody knows Braxton is here as well. Braxton Cosby is here. Lauren, how do you want me to introduce him? Do you want to introduce him? I thought that might be kind of fun.
Yeah, I will. I feel really lucky to know Braxton. Well, the foreword of my book to start off is really special because it's written by him. And when I received it, I read it, and I jokingly responded to him saying, I don't know if I can use this because it's too amazing. Like, the book can't start out this way. So he's just a really, really great person. I'm so thankful to have him as a mentor because that's so important. So, hey, Braxton.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show, ladies. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, welcome. We're really happy that you're here, too. And everybody following along, Braxton's website is braxtoncosby.com, and you can read more about him there. How did you guys, Lauren, how did he get involved with your book in the first place? Tell me that one more time.
We actually met through Twitter, which is crazy because I've met so many amazing people through social media. And it's just really cool to see how supportive people you've never even met face-to-face can be for your cause. So I'm just so thankful for that.
Isn't Twitter the coolest thing? I have people that I meet on Twitter, and they say, hey, I bought your book, and they're so supportive and helpful. And it's, you're not even, maybe, you know, something like yesterday, somebody reached out from South Korea and say, hey, I've got it. You know,
wow.
It's cool, isn't it, Twitter works. How are you using Twitter and social media to promote your book? What's going on today? I know I'm a little involved, but I'd love to hear from you what you've got kind of going on today on Amazon and the push for your book today.
Well, I'm just so happy because it's now available in an ebook format, which is so great, you know, especially even the tweens, the 11, 12-year-olds. I get asked, is this an ebook so I can read it on my iPad? I'm like, I didn't have a phone when I was your age. So it's just really nice that I can reach all the different platforms now with my book.
Yeah, and it's right there on Amazon. What I'd love for everybody to do, and we'll do way more promoting after we go off the air here with the show and with Lauren and with her book, but I would love for everybody to go onto Amazon today, and it's a $2.99 purchase. And when you once you purchase it, you can also leave a review for Lauren. And those reviews, aren't they so helpful? Not if they're crusty.
They really are.
So you're not going to get one of those. But isn't that neat when you get the support of somebody who's bought your book and left a review? It's a really neat combination, isn't it?
It really is, and it's nice because, you know, not everyone is going to say something to you. You know, you could touch someone's life either, you know, I could do that through my book or in person. They don't always tell you. So it's nice when someone does, like, have the courage to reach out and say, like, this book really affected my life in this way or you've changed my life, because that gives me the motivation to keep doing what I'm doing.
Touching lives and touching tweens and touching teens, and through your website, Girls Above Society, which is girlsabovesociety.org. That's a nonprofit that you founded. How long have you had that website now, and what's the whole purpose behind Girls Above Society, and how does that tie into your book?
I started Girls Above Society when I was 16, so 3 years ago. And the whole mission is to help girls gain confidence in leadership skills and to stop focusing on the pressures of society, because I went through all of that in middle school and high school, and, I mean, I'm still dealing with that. You know, it never really stops, but it's just so important to learn how to be confident in yourself so that you don't let the pressures get you down. So Steps to Success, my first book, was my way of reaching out to as many girls as possible, because I love speaking face-to-face to girls, but unfortunately I can't be everywhere at once. So the book is a great way to have my voice and my message in your hand without me physically being there, so that I can reach, you know, as many girls as possible, because this message applies to literally everyone. It doesn't matter where you're from, how much money you have, or anything like that. Like, everyone needs to learn how to be confident and believe in themselves.
I couldn't agree with you more. Braxton, now what's your take on this? I know you're a guy involved with, a teen and tween concept here for mm-hmm. girls. How does this impact men and young men? Is it something you need to be aware of, support, or does this happen to you guys too?
Well, I think, first and foremost, you know, we do understand that, you know, our world really revolves around the development of our young people. As our young people continue to grow and just get smarter and sharper and more confident, and they're ambitious and they go after what they want and they have their dreams and they really work hard to accomplish those things, that is our future, you know, the future of our planet, much less our country. So anytime you can get involved with anybody who is making moves such as Lauren is with young people, whether male or female, you know, I embrace that. And I really, you know, strive to partner with that. You know, when I did meet Lauren back in Twitter, we just kind of went back and forth. And then eventually she actually read my book that had come out at the time. It was The Wingate, which was a spiritual kind of thriller, inspirational book, adventure for young adults. And she loved it and she reviewed it. And she asked me if I would be interested in reading her book. And I did. And I said, hey, you know, I know you don't have a foreword. I'd be more than honored to actually write a foreword for you, to really talk about how great this is and how, you know, young women in particular need, you know, they have so many things that come against them in the day and age that we live in.
Lauren, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, he just cut out. Oh, no. He'll have to call back in. I have no idea where he went. His phone just cut out. Oh, that's a bummer, huh?
Can you hear me okay? Yeah, you can call back.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Yeah, just cut out. Maybe he bumped the wrong button. Now, he has three girls. He has three little girls, a wife and three little girls, right?
Yes, so he completely understands the pressures. And he's just such a supportive person. You know, I was just overwhelmed by how supportive he's been from the beginning.
Yeah, oh, bummer that it dropped. Up there he is again. Hang on one second. It always happens on live radio, doesn't it? It's so much fun. We were talking about the fact that you have three little girls and a wife, so you totally must get this.
Yeah, I do. You know, and so I, you know, I applaud Lauren with not just what she did with the book, but also with her company and the things she does going around mentoring young girls, you know, how important that is in our society for young women to be confident and strong. So when I saw, you know, my production company, Cosmic Media Productions, we do, you know, film, TV, we publish books as well. I noticed that she didn't have an ebook, and I reached out to her the other day and said, "Hey, I know you have an ebook. I said, would you be interested in making an ebook?" She's like, "Oh yeah." So, you know, we kind of brought it on as a project to get it done and get it out there as fast as we can. And we're just really excited with bringing the book to the masses now on that platform, like Lauren said, because it's available everywhere on the Nook, and you know, you can get it on Amazon for the Kindle, and you can also get it on the Kobo and at Smashwords. That's a software platform where they just provide the ebook in any e-reader that you have, so that every person can go in and grab the book. If they have a smartphone or they have a tablet or anything like that, they can get the book in some way, shape, or form. And I think it speaks to so many people. So we're excited.
Lauren, you do something new, you know, every few months, and it's so exciting to watch you grow and change and everything. And I also wanted to say that I think you empower and help not just young girls, but women, too. I know I'm so inspired by a lot of the things that you do. So you touch us old folks, too, just so you know.
Thank you.
Wondering if you could share with us a little bit about your secret deodorant Teen Stinks campaign in connection with Teen Vogue. I thought that was so neat when I saw that.
Yes, I'm so excited about it. I just recently found out that I am an official ambassador for the Mean Stinks campaign, which is all about ending girl-to-girl bullying and drama, which, of course, is something that I'm really passionate about. So the whole idea is that you paint your pinkies blue and you make the pinky promise to end the bullying and the drama for good. And that's just a message that, you know, everyone needs, but especially girls. Girls can be so catty. They gossip about each other. With social media is silent now, so bullying is even excluding someone from a group or like posting a vague status about them without even using their name. So it's just so hard to pinpoint it now, and it's so important for girls to realize how to handle that and how to avoid being a bully, because a lot of times girls gossip and exclude others, but they don't think that's bullying. They don't really understand the effect that can have on someone else. So for me to represent such an amazing campaign and cause is so great. And I've loved the Mean Stinks campaign for a long time and been supporting it. So now that I can say I'm an official ambassador, it just feels really good.
Yeah. I'm going to bring Braxton back here. Braxton, what's the most favorite part of Lauren's book for you? Is there a chapter that resonates with you or something that she's written that just really stuck out?
Yeah, the one where she says, be you, you know, there's nobody else quite like you. And I think that's important, you know, I think you have to find within yourself, you know, who you are, what is your identity, what do you feel most comfortable being? And then once you embrace that person or accept them, then you don't have to put on a show or perform for anybody else. And people that you do have to perform for, quite frankly, you don't need to be around them. So she touches on that in that chapter, and that was one that really spoke to even me. You know, just in all the things I'm involved in, you know, continually not trying to conform to the world, but just being very comfortable in your own skin. So I think that's one of my favorites.
How about you, Lauren? You wrote it. What's your favorite thing you wrote? And you can't say the foreword because
I know, right?
Your favorite part of your book. Yeah, that's off limits right now. We know that's the favorite part, but.
Oh, it definitely is. But, I mean, I really like the chapter that Braxton's talking about. And then also, I would have to say the chapter about mentors, because especially since starting Girls Above Society, I've realized just how valuable mentors can really be. And that, you know, I think a lot of times, like, kids my age and younger, they think that those older than them, like their parents or like aunts and uncles or teachers or their parents' friends, that they don't understand what they're going through, you know, like, oh, they don't understand what it's like to be me. But I realize that they really do. And there's so many people like, you know, you and Braxton that do relate to these issues of confidence. It's something that happens to everyone. And the fact that, you know, y'all can be so supportive of me and help me, I wouldn't be where I am today without the help of my mentors. So, and that was kind of hard for me at first because I'm one of those people who's very independent and I want to do everything myself so I can say I did everything. But I realized I can't do this myself, and it's okay to have someone help you, especially when they're passionate about it and they want to be there for you. So I think it's important for every girl to find someone who they consider a mentor that's older than them that they can go to for advice, because like as much as we hate to admit it, our parents and, you know, people older than us, really, they do know what they're talking about.
Sometimes. But, you know, I'm wondering, do you have any plans to, I know you're really busy and everything, but as I hear you talk, and every time I hear you talk, I think about my four teenage sons who are 13, 15, 17, and 19. And I always wonder if you would start Boys Above Society and a leadership program for boys. And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, and you don't have to say yes or anything like that, and maybe just take it as an idea. But that's a loaded question right there, like hint, hint. But, you know, just as a mom of boys on the other side of this, boys have so much that they go through, and it's so nice to see them come back to us as parents and say, should I do that? Should I not do that? Hey, this is what's happening. Boys really communicate. I'm going to complicate this question a lot. Do you find girls communicate? Is it boys communicating, girls communicating? When somebody's doing drugs at school or drinking at a party and you don't want to really be involved, do you find everybody goes and runs and tells their parents, or is it all online? Or how does that work these days? Because I know I've got a lot of chatter here at home with just trying to be a leader and not fall prey to some of the nonsense going on.
Right. Well, I've been thinking about having, like, you know, a Boys Above Society, because guys, you know, they have just as many pressures as girls do. It's just in a different way. So I would love to have that someday. It's just finding the right people to help me with that and really spearhead it, because I really don't think teenage boys are going to, like, listen to me about the problems they're going through, because I don't understand what they're going through. But I definitely think there's a need for that as well. And when it comes to communication, I've realized that guys communicate when they have conflicts. They get mad, but then they just, like, talk it out, and they're over it, and they're friends. And it's, like, it never happened. They're able to do that. Whereas it seems like girls will hold a grudge for, like, years to the point where they don't even remember why. They're like, I hate that girl. She did something freshman year. I don't know what it was, but we're not friends.
Continues on into the 40s.
It's
really funny that you said, I can remember vividly to my teens and so forth. So I don't think that some of those memories really ever go away. But that's a really good point, though, because boys kind of drop it, and girls, it just sort of lingers and carries on and so forth. What are some of the biggest challenges today that you think teens face?
I just read recently, it's kind of scary, that 72% of girls feel a tremendous pressure to be beautiful. And I feel like that's really the biggest problem that girls are facing right now, is that they feel like they have to be this idea of beautiful, when really everyone is beautiful in their own way, but they don't see it as that. They think, if I don't look like a supermodel, then I'm not good enough. And of course, that's not true at all. And, you know, we're all different. Maybe you're never going to look like that girl on the cover of a magazine, and she's Photoshopped anyway, so it's okay that you don't look like that. But girls don't see it that way, and that's one of my big messages that I try to get across, is that you need to find something that you like about yourself that's already there and focus on that and enhance it. Like, for example, if you love fashion, figure out how to dress if it's your body type in a really great way. Or if you love your hair, figure out different tutorials on different ways to do your hair, and just explore in that way instead of focusing on what you don't have, because that's where the insecurity and the negativity can really come in.
What do you think about that, Braxton? Because I know you're deeply involved with sports and nutrition and training,
and
your radio show, Ask the Fat Doctors. What do you think about that with self-confidence and body types and magazines?
I think it's hard. You know, I tell people a lot, you know, the best person to compete with is yourself. You know how you feel about yourself, and I think people live in denial. If they look a certain way and they don't want to really believe that this is something that needs to be worked on, even in relationships that they have, the things that they don't want to accept need, some trouble areas they need to work on. I tell people all day, hey, you can be 500 pounds. I really don't care as long as you're still healthy. You know, if you go to the doctor for a checkup and they tell you got high blood pressure, you got all these other things that are going on with your weight, then you need to do something about it. And I think it's the same thing. You know, if you don't feel confident or feel good being in your own skin, then how are you going to feel confident, you know, in your workplace? You know, you're going to hide behind certain things, and you're not going to be as open and confident when you, you know, do presentations at a job, or if you have to go for that interview, you're not going to feel good. So if there are some things you can do, you know, with exercise and diet, or just, you know, really saying, you know, who am I? What do I look like when I look in the mirror? And can I make this person just look the best that it can be? I tell my girls all the time, it really doesn't matter about getting straight A's in school, but it's the effort you put behind it. If you put together an F effort and you get an F, then you can't be disappointed. So I think it's the same thing with people in general. If they're putting the best effort they can to being the best person they can be, then at the end of the day, that all they have to do is look in the mirror and accept that person that they see.
Lauren, you speak a lot on free to love and free to be you. Can you talk a little bit about how you serve as a youth advocate for those organizations and series?
Yeah, Free to Love is a really great organization that's, you know, it's all about anti-bullying. But the message I really like about that is that to just love each other no matter what, you know, even the kid who you don't understand why they act the way they do. To just accept them and understand that that's who they are. And even though you might not want to spend time with them, you don't have to talk about them. You don't have to make fun of them or exclude them from a group. You know, so it's just learning how to deal with different types of people, and that's just a part of growing up. So I feel like if we teach kids early on to accept others, and even, like, even though someone is different than you, not to take that as a negative and just try to learn about them. You know, maybe there's a reason they're that way. That, you know, the younger they can learn that, the better. So when they get into high school, they won't be that bully that makes fun of everyone who's different than them. They'll just learn to accept that. So I feel like that's just a great message, and Free to Love does a really great job of supporting that and spreading that message in the best way that they can.
You know, we were just having this conversation in our house two nights ago about if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it. And I lay-upped it with, you know, you can't really tell what's going on in another child's household, life, and so forth, unless you actually maybe sit down and have a conversation with them. Otherwise, you're a little judgy there. You know, do you have any thoughts on that? You want to expand on that at all?
I've definitely seen that among girls, and I actually do girl talks that highlight that issue, that highlight the idea that we can't see what someone looks like on the inside. So maybe, like, they're smiling at school and they look really happy and you think, oh, her life is perfect. I wish I was her. Well, maybe she's miserable at home and, like, inside she's, like, torn up and upset and she just fakes it at school. So the whole idea is that you don't know what she's going through, so don't assume her life is perfect and then say, oh, I'm going to make fun of her because I'm jealous of her, because she might already be miserable and you're just making it worse. So just assume that, you know, everyone has their own sets of issues. No one's life is perfect, so let's just accept that and, you know, just be kind to each other and accept the fact that everyone has different circumstances. So maybe someone doesn't like you or relate to you because they don't understand where you come from, and that's okay too.
What do you think, Braxton? Do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think she summarized it, you know, well. You know, you never know. You know, they say, you never judge somebody unless you walk a mile in their shoes. So you don't know what kind of plights they go just personally at home or even in school. So it's best to not make assumptions about how people will respond or why they respond a certain way to you, but you just put your best foot forward and be the best person you can be, and then hopefully they come around. And maybe, you know, I've found a couple of times of people who, when I was in school, people who I didn't really get along with at first, when I really got close to them and had a better understanding, they ended up being like some of the best friends I've ever had, so...
Were you going to say something, Lauren, to add to that?
Just going to say that a lot of times the girls who are really pretty that are shy, people say, oh, she's so snobby because she doesn't talk to anyone. They just think that because she's pretty. And they never take into account that maybe she's just reserved and maybe she just doesn't want to talk and she's quiet. So assumptions come with appearance a lot of times as well. Like, you look this way, so you should act a certain way because that's the way you look.
Yeah, sometimes it's the way people act too. I just don't think you ever really know, unless you're having a conversation with somebody or they're, you know, there's somebody that you really know well, exactly what's going on in their world, in a, you know, just from a being around people at school, you know, going from class to class or whatever. There's a lot of assumptions and judgments that get made, and some of them aren't necessarily all that true. Do you what do you hope for your book? What are you doing with it? Are you going to write more books? Is book writing a passion? What else is going on with Steps
to
Success?
I love writing. And before I started writing my first book, I never would have thought, like, if you would have told me 3 years ago that I was going to be an author, I would have laughed in your face and said, no, that's not me. I would not write a book. But I challenged myself by doing it. It was an idea that I had. I had a lot of support from others. And I write often. You know, writing is something that I enjoy doing, just not something that long. So it just seemed really intimidating. But I realized that it really wrote itself because these are the things I'm passionate about, and I talk about it all the time. So I realize that when you're passionate about something, it's so easy to write about, and you just want to write about it. And, you know, I know that both of you relate to that as well. And I actually, my second book is coming out very soon. It's called Kissing Frogs in Search of Prince Charming. And it's all about dating in high school. And I share a lot of my personal experiences. And some of them are, like, embarrassing. Some are funny. Some are not very funny. But it's just those common mistakes that, you know, a lot of girls make in high school, or those moments you have that, like, you cringe when you look back on them. So everyone goes through, but I just hope that girls will read it and relate to it and maybe realize that, oh, there are red flags with this guy that I'm dating. Or, you know, maybe I'm doing this and it's coming across the wrong way, because relationships can be so confusing at that age. You know, we don't even know who we are, let alone trying to bring someone else into our lives. And I never had a big sister growing up, so I kind of think of my books as like another girl's big sister that when she needs advice, she can open it up and flip to it and go, oh, well, she had that happen to her because she didn't do this, so maybe I should communicate more. You know, just those little things like that that maybe you don't feel comfortable talking to your parents about.
You know, I love your mom. Just talking about moms and parents for a minute here, when you said the word parent, and the whole time you were talking, I was thinking about your mom, because your mom and I have had a chat before about how we wonder if you know how wise you are for how young you are. Because most of the things that you write apply to any age, and it's very cute how that just seems to happen with you. It just does. Where do you get this wisdom? I know your mom's laughing right now with me and shaking her head and nodding and going, yep, that's my Lauren. But where does this all come from?
I honestly don't know. Like, ever since I was little, my parents have always told me,
she's
like a 30-year-old in a teenager's body. Yeah. And I used to get so mad. I'm like, I don't want to be 30. That's so boring, you know? Like, I want to be my age. But I just think that I've always had that thing where I'd be sitting in class and I see my peers, the people who are my age that I should relate to, and I just find them, I've always been this way. Not that I'm better than them, but I found them immature. And I'm sitting there like, I'm past this point. Like, I've always been that way. And I feel like maybe I always will be. It's just who I am. And in a way, and that's part of what made me feel like I didn't fit in school. That was a big part of it. But I think it's actually, like, a really big blessing, because I see things from the bigger picture. And, like, I'm the one that all my friends go to for advice, because they're like, okay, you'll know what to do, you know. So it's good to, like, be that person for others. And also, you know, not that I don't make mistakes, because I've made a lot of mistakes, and I'm still, like, have a lot of growing up to do. But it helps having, I guess, a more mature perspective on things, that I kind of see others, I'm like, ooh, don't want to do that, don't want to make the same mistake they're making, you know. So it's helped me a lot.
Would you say the same thing about her, Braxton? Would you say the assessment that she's made of herself is pretty on the money there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think she has such a beautiful spirit, you know, and we've chatted before over Skype. And, you know, definitely, like I said, anytime, you know, people approach me to do something with them, and I see that what they're doing is positive messaging that's going to help to build the world around us. I mean, you jump on that, know, wholeheartedly, and you don't pass. So, I mean, I think Lauren's very special, and the things that she's doing, I just encourage her to continue to do so, and just continue to, you know, breathe life into people through the wisdom that God has given her.
Okay, Braxton, this is for you and me here. What do you think she's going to be like when she's my age?
She's probably hosting 10 radio shows and probably doing something on TV and talking all around the world by then. So, you know, the sky's the limit.
Lauren for president, maybe, or something. Do you like
politics?
Mind,
yeah.
Well, Lauren? Yeah. Are you
my
political at all, Lauren, or not so much?
My dad has always told me that I should run for president. Like, ever since I was in middle school, like, you could be the president. I'm telling you, you could do it. So I think it's really funny. But, yeah, I mean, I just see, like, my life is, like, the sky is the limit. And I want to take Girls Above Society in the positive message as far as I can, because in helping others, it's helped me in a lot of ways.
Braxton, I really admire you being on this call right now, because honestly, we could be doing a whole hour show about you two. And
thank you.
The way in which that you're not talking about yourself and you're completely supporting Lauren is really admirable, and I really appreciate that. And we only have a few more minutes
at all.
Here, but Lauren, I think that maybe he should mention his book and a little bit more about him. What do you think? And then we'll come back.
I definitely
back to
think
you.
So.
Yeah, can you just tell us a little bit more about the, you know, your book and you and some of the things
okay.
that you would like people to know? Just take a moment.
Yeah, well,
or
you
two.
Mentioned earlier, three lovely little girls, and I'm married, living here in Atlanta, Georgia. I just started my own production company in November of last year, Cosmic Media Productions. You guys can look it up at cosmicmediaproductions.com. We have books that we just put out. We're very excited with our books that we're putting out. Very inspirational, encouraging stories, biographies. We've got a science fiction book coming out. We currently have a book out now called Destiny Revealed, which is in the same vein as the Harry Potter, but a very different story told very it's going to be a trilogy. We also have Lauren's book that I might add right now is number 11 in her category on Amazon. So if you guys go and pick the book up, you guys can, you know, catapult her to number one. We'd be more than happy to cheer Lauren on with that cause. And my books that are out right now, I co-wrote a book with Mike Clemens. He was number one on Amazon last week, so we're very happy about that. And Protostar is book one of the Star-Crossed trilogy, which is a young adult science fiction book. And I'll have a health book coming out in January, so it's me.
Fantastic, yeah. I wish you all the success in the world with everything that you're both doing. And Lauren, let's come back to your book, Steps to Success, an Empowerment Guide. Yeah, you're right. It is ranking up there on Amazon, isn't it? It's actually Lauren is ranking in a couple categories. It's 11 in self-esteem
right.
for teens, 12 in adolescent psychology. Who knew you were an adolescent psychologist, huh? 27 in social issues, and really doing quite well overall. It's tough there on Amazon to go up to the number one spot and so forth. So I'm sure you will, and I wish you just the best. And people can find, tell me if there's other websites, just interrupt me here, but people can find more about you and your book at girlsabovesociety.org. Does the book have its own website too, or have you kept everything on that one website?
Everything's on that one website, so
good.
From there you can find links to the book. But then my online magazine is girlpowermag.net.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I like that. You have an online magazine. Now you're just doing so many different things, and it's fun to catch up with you, and I wish you well. And now, where do you go from here? Do you have to go back to school? I know we interrupted your day.
Yeah, I'm like in between classes, so this is a really good way to spend my break, definitely. So yeah, I have one more class, and then I'm done for the day.
Let's talk about that, and then we're going to go, what are you studying, and where are you studying?
I'm studying psychology, of course, at Sam Houston.
Yep. Awesome. And what year are you?
I'm classified as a sophomore, but, you know, in psychology, I'm getting my master's and hopefully my PhD, so I just kind of am assuming I'm going to be here for a long time, which is
exciting. You're going to be there for a really good luck. You might as well just buy a house right there on campus and stay. That's really funny.
Thank
All
you
right.
Much.
Well, lots of love to you both. Thank you so much for joining us. And go out there, buy your book, Steps to Success, an Empowerment Guide. I really encourage you to. Her name's Lauren Marie Galley. She's a beautiful 19-year-old teen mentor, author, actress, model, college honor student, author, actress, everything. She's so cool and such an inspiration to us all. Go to girlsabovesociety.org for more information. And also, who joined our call was Braxton Cosby, and his website is braxtoncosby.com. Really cool. Braxton, I got to tell you before you go, I thought you also were a teenager until I read your bio. You look so young. Like, I'm
Thank
cool.
you.
So I'm glad I read that at the bottom. I'm like, whoops, I don't want to say that. That's really funny. Anyway, All right, you guys. Lots of love. Take care, everybody, and have a beautiful Best Ever You Day. Have a great day. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Network. For more information, just visit us at besteveryou.com.